On this date in Missouri Senate history, the date was October 8, 1945, 120th day of the regular session of the 63rd General Assembly. This was a Monday. Session started at 2 p.m. As you can imagine, the Second World War meant changes in the way the Missouri legislature operated, not so much procedurally as much as the legislation that was passed or lawmakers believed to be necessary. Ordinarily, sessions would end anywhere from mid-May through early July. Before the Missouri General Assembly held regular sessions every year, there was no set state statute for when session would end. Start dates became static by the early 20th century. However, end dates were dictated during session by House concurrent resolution. This has changed since 1971. The exact time session legally ends has also changed since 71. In any event, lawmakers continued to work past the usual July deadline. Along the way came 1 week to 1 month adjournment breaks, in part because of the summer heat and also due to the state fair. This day saw 27 senators present, with 7 absent with leave. As strange as it may seem, Missouri senators were still introducing legislation this late in session. Senate Bill 289 sought to make changes to certain rules governing justices of the peace. It would add 21 new sections of law. Several other measures were passed on this day as well. Plus, both Senate and House measures were second read and referred to committee. This session would not adjourn sine die until the end of the following year, a trend that would continue through the early 50s. October 8, 1945, the date marking the 120th day of the regular session of the 63rd General Assembly, on this date in Missouri Senate history.